Okay, wait, let's think about how we get started. Hi guys, what's up? Nothing much, you?
Hello, hi, and welcome back to episode 3 of Bob Talks. 3! That's how many people are going to be speaking on the episode today. Anyway, if you did your high schooling in Bangalore, then you know, you're very familiar with this concept of fests, like high school fests or like PU fests or whatever. It was just this gathering where these kids with some fuck all energy come together to howl into each other's faces, okay? Show off their talents and meet people from the other sex if they belong to all girls or all boys schools. So that's all, that's about it. After that, it's done, you go back home with the trophy and nobody talks about it after that. But I've done all of it and it was so much fun, and we're going to be talking about that with two very funny boys who, even if you wake them up in the middle of their sleep, they'll be like, let's go Josephs. And they're none other than Balaji Nitish and Rova.
I'm very excited to announce my first ever collaboration with none other than Slangaluru. For those who do not know, Slangaluru is an Instagram page that follows an Urban Dictionary kind of a template for Bangalore slang exclusively. So I am proud to announce my segment with them called the Slangaluru Word of the Week, where I introduce one new Bangalore word to you guys through my episodes, and I hope to convert you all into a total Bangalore macha by the end of this. So today's Slangaluru's Word of the Week has got to be full on. It just means intense or extreme, but when you say full on, the emotion is different. It just comes from your gut. So when you're trying to explain a very intense situation to your friends next time, use full on. So you'll just be like, bro, they were full on fighting, bro. You will feel it. You will feel the emotion. You'll know what I'm talking about. So I hope you guys learned something new. And now let's move on to the conversation.
Hi, guys.
Hi, what's up?
Okay, that was
bro, that was so fake. That was the fakest one ever.
I know, after you said it, I became full conscious, Sarah.
So anyway, we're going to be like talking about schools and like fests and everything today, because I feel like that's so unique just to Bangalore and its students, because everybody knows everybody, right? So Bala, yeah. You've been in the school for 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years.
There are obviously some moments where people would have asked you questions like what is it? What made you stay back?
So Joseph's till 2005 had only classes from 5th to 12th, okay? So being in Joseph's till 10th was like, you know, when you're in the same place for so long, you feel like a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
And that's what these schools like Joseph's, Cotton's, and, you know, and maybe that's why I never felt like, you know, not changing. And
that's actually pretty interesting, because compared to you, Rohan did like the opposite, I feel, because he studied till 10th in a different school, right? You went to FAPS.
I mean,
what is your time like in FAPS, dude?
Fun you can have with a guy and guy, you can never have with a guy and girl. I mean,
that
with a guy and girl,
so have
you can. I just messed it up even more.
FAPS is just like, how do I say it? Okay, so FAPS is like an Anglo majority school, okay? Like, and if you know Anglo Indians, everything is like, hey, come, let's play guitar on the beach till 5
Mama's
in the morning.
Made
let's
have some, Mama's made some sanas for you.
Just happy go lucky over there, okay? Yeah, legit. Like,
Mama's checking your hair for some boochies and she's going to give you some smoochies.
Yeah, I'll burst you, bugger.
I'll call my mama
to Richmond Town. Yeah, these are all standard lines, okay? In fact. But the thing is, like
it's all boys school.
Yeah.
You become hysteric. Like, some boys turn out to be really creepy. Like,
but that was never a problem for you, Bala, so you can't relate to this, okay? Just shut up.
Yeah, you can still have a conversation with anyone. So
That's what I said for some people.
Some people. Oh.
But like.
So wait, y'all are called Fapites or Fapsians? What the fuck are y'all called?
We call ourselves Fapsians, but then that 12A memes page came along and then screwed our happiness. We started being called.
You said something. No, what is the full form of Faps?
Fun and party school.
Fuck off, public school.
So Bala, I've always known you as the person who does some fuck all shit. You're like a kid on cocaine. Like, people all over hear about it for some
reason. I'll tell you all one story.
I just thought of something else when you said Bala is like a monkey which does coke. Like, I just thought of one story.
Fuck, you're not monkey, da.
had this really innocent guy in our class. Okay. And this guy, this was back in 11th and 12th, 11th, I think. Okay. So this guy was like one damn reserved and gone to him. And we are like, bro, listen, Bala's gone to me. He's like, bro, listen, Rohan has one joint. You want to go to the bathroom and send it over? Bro, I don't want, bro. I don't want all this. And all. And we've left it. Okay. After that. Then I see Bala. So Bala has gone to the teacher and he's like, ma'am, I'm feeling really sick. I need to go to the infirmary. Okay. So she's like, okay, fine, go, go. He's gone to the infirmary.
I've crushed one frozen tablet. Okay. Put it in a Ziploc, made it look like it's Coke, and I've got it back and I've shown this guy. Okay. This guy has lost it.
Yeah. He's like, what? How did you get this and all? And then quickly I was like, bro, listen, we're going to the bathroom right now to do it.
He's like, I'm from a good family. No. Talking about bully, you know what I did once? I picked up a kid from my class and I took him home. I technically kidnapped him, and this was in second grade. So what happened was, it was like the last hour of the day and we didn't have class. And I was really bored. I was like, bro, why don't you come home? He is my friend. Okay.
Okay.
He was my friend. And I was like, why don't you come home? He's like, no, bro, I don't want to come at all. I was like, just come, bro. I caught his collar, took him to my van, and I threw him in the van. Took him home. No, his parents have almost filed a police complaint. And then I've taken him home there. My mom is like, what the hell? How can you get this kid home and all that? But yeah, that's the end of that story. And the same kid during one art and craft class, I cut off his shorts because I was very bored.
Joseph's had a character like Bala. Dude, Rohan, was there anybody like that in your school in FAPS, or was that you?
I think I was that character in FAPS. Because I thought I was a mad person, and then I came to Joseph's and I met Balaji. So that's why I think we got along well.
Yeah,
because
both your of us guy on guy fun was pretty...
The fun with a guy and guy is more than a fun with a guy.
Like, I'll tell you the kind of things. Like, we've done some notorious things, okay, in school. Like, we're on the organizing team for Phenomenon.
Okay.
So you guys just go buy the black chart papers so that, you know, they can cover the windows and stuff. Okay. So that was our one job, like, that we had that night. Okay. We go to the shop. This was during Diwali time. Okay. So you know how they have those Diwali guns, right? You put.
Okay.
So Bala just seen that gun and he's taken off the gun, okay? The black chart paper. And in this hurry of laughing about all this and all, I've forgotten to pay him, okay? So it means he's thought that I've paid him and he's paying me money, dude. He's given me $140. He's like, yeah, you're changed. I go outside the shop and I see this guy with the gun, okay? Basically, he paid us $40 for just taking a gun from his shop and giving us free chart paper.
You know what I did with that gun? I shot people on the road and died.
Yeah, that's there were these two guys who were just smoking in one corner and hiding, okay? And Bala's like, so we're going on the scooter. Bala's like, bro, just watch what I do now. He takes out that toy gun, okay?
Yeah.
Chuma, he pulls out the gun, he points it at those guys. Dishum, 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 he starts making noise.
Tell me some of your most fun moments from like going to fest, like the events you took part in. Part in a personality contest at an intra-college fest, okay? Dude, that guy, he has judged me for 2 years straight. Both the years, he's been the same judge in most of the events. And then, bro, he was so brutal
to me.
What
a judgmental guy.
Dude, an air crash. I was just tapping with my arms stretched out. I was just then he's like, sing a song like a tree. And I'm like, what do you mean, bro?
Dekho, dekho, kya wo ped hai?
I wasn't creative, I must say, but
festing also has a major part to do with the crowd you have in
totally.
Fest event, I never understood a flower arrangement. The morning I turn on Union Day, actually did that in college once. Obviously, MCC for every fest will have one flower arrangement contest. Okay. Any fest, science fest, commerce, arts, flower arrangement, field, commerce, according to the fest. Okay.
And I feel like colleges also know about this. Like, they already crushed the person's self-esteem. Like,
you were actually so right about the crowd because, like, dude, your college and like MCC and all had cheers for that is so weird. Like, their only talent is to go to other fests and howl on top of their voices. So basically, you know, most of you, like, since you went to ICC schools, you all went to these common tuition centers where you met people from other schools as well. So like Veena Rao, where did you go, Rohan?
I went to this guy called Mr. Hart.
Yeah, like, how was it there for you? Like, do you remember any incident that you'd like?
He used to have this really cool class called Spectrum class. Yeah. He used to like call all of us like to the lab and make us play with these things and used to say, oh my God, see this. If you make us look through a telescope and all, and used to say, yeah, look at the colors being reflected, all of that. Okay.
What kind of center is this?
Dude, it was crazy. Like, we had, and he had this really cool equipment in his labs. Okay. And he told us like be careful with it. Don't mess around with it. Fapites, we are fun in parties, so we I'm gonna listen to that. So we used to just look really expensive, okay? And I was just using it. I got so carried away. I'm seeing through that. I broke it. I bent it in one particular way and I just left it after that for the next person. So I really don't know what happened after that, but fuck, I got away that day.
Deena Rao was just meeting people from all different schools, because like, you know, at least now they're older. So Deena Rao was like one heavy social gathering. Like, oh man, like you'd love to go to tuition just because you're meeting so many new people.
Dude, that's the thing in my area. Like, I know I have friends who used to dress up to go to Deena Rao in like 9th grade. I'm like, what the fuck are you going for? No, I was still a junior. I looked like a boy till 11th grade and I used to look so bad, okay? They used to call me Rowdy Rathod because I had such a thick fucking mustache till like 11th grade. And then MCC changed my life. Like, full form for MCC. What did you think it was?
Makeup come college.
I told you right in the beginning of college, before I joined MCC 1 month earlier, we had a Facebook group with all my friends from my other schools that I've been in, and it was called Carmelites Heart Heart, and we sent each other like our outfits that we're going to wear on the first day, and like some of us came with like leopard printed jackets and handbags.
See, that?
I hated it in first week.
Then you wore the cheetah printed jacket and made it.
Yeah, that's my story, Balaji.
And then talking about making it elections.
Elections. Oh yes, we have to talk about. Dude, how was the experience for you, Balaji? Like, since you've been in the union,
it's probably one of the most fun things to win an election.
But like, how was your campaigning? Like, campaigning is supposed to be one of the best parts of going.
Yeah, it was a lot of, you know, watching your competition just go, like you. Everyone's trying so hard to do something.
Bro, I can't dance to save my life. But I, on the last day, we had to do class to class campaigning. I've gone to every single class and danced on this one Tamil song. 30 seconds. I wore on lungi and all and went, bro.
Which Tamil song is this? We need to know.
Aluma
Dolu. Too good. Full Rowdy Rathod.
Class to class campaigning, I danced. I can't dance to save my life. So I'm wearing a lungi. I'm wearing one cap. I'm wearing shades and all. And like, dude, I spent 5K like getting like flex banners printed off my face and all, okay? There was one putting it up from the 4th floor, risking my life, going to college on a Sunday, doing this shit. So we got those small flyers printed, and then the Bailpuri guy was using it to put all the Bailpuri and sell it to people. And I'm like, at least this way I want to win. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining me. This was such a fun conversation. See you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us on Bob Talks.
On Bob Talks, yes. Thank you. Okay, cool. Bye.